This happened to me almost 8 years ago, and I've never stopped thinking about it. I was in my early 20s at the time, and was camping out in the wilderness of Upper Idaho. I wouldn't say I was an experienced camper yet, but I did go out pretty frequently, on long hikes, and knew the basics of camping. Also, in that territory, there was a lot of wildlife, including black bears and grizzly bears, so being prepared was a must, which deterred a lot of casual hikers and campers. Not many people live up there either, and you'd only see the occasional tourist also hiking a trail. Most of the campsites in Upper Idaho are not very crowded. That being said, although admittedly unnecessary, I tried to stay away from those tourist-type spots and stick to lesser-known trails. For this trip, I'd chosen one that was just outside of the big mountain range that was well-known. This trail just went through the forest and along the hills bordering the mountain, leading to a nice open spot with views of the mountain range. The nearest trail I knew of was 3 miles away that led to a small lake, which I assumed might have a couple other people, so that's why I skipped it. I was right though. My whole hike there, nobody else was around. The trail seemed basically unused, and when I got to the campground, it was open and empty. I set up my tent on the far side and found some big stones to build a fire pit with. I think I had 2 or 3 hours of daylight left, so I wasn't planning on doing much for the rest of the day. Just sit around the campsite and think about my plans for tomorrow. When the sun set, I built up the fire and roasted some marshmallows while stargazing. The whole valley was really quiet, just a subtle breeze coming through and the occasional wildlife calling out. But then something interrupted the silence. A repeated crunch of leaves coming from out in the woods. After a second, it was pretty obvious that it was a person walking. I didn't know what to do, except sit there and stare in that direction, kind of just shocked and confused why someone was out there, until they showed up at the edge of my campsite. It was a man, but with the shadows from the campfire flickering over them, I couldn't make out much to identify them with. I could see they had a typical camping backpack on, and that was about it. They stood there and looked at me, then at the rest of my campsite. And before I could say anything, they said sorry, then turned around and walked back the exact way I heard them come from. Also, the way they said sorry was like they were trying to be quiet. It was just barely louder than a whisper. It was really strange. What were they even sorry for? They had to be looking for a campsite. There's no way they were just walking around at night like that for no reason. It felt really, I guess, unsettling. I didn't feel in danger, but the way they acted was just out of the usual behavior of any hiker I'd ever come across. Their footsteps walked away, turning into the subtle, quiet night it was just moments ago, as if nothing had happened. Despite the unusual interruption, I ended up going back to stargazing and relaxing only a few minutes afterward. I hoped wherever that guy was heading, he'd make it there soon, and safely, but aside from that, I didn't think too much more about it. Several hours went by, or at least it felt like that. Clouds started to roll in, blocking out the moon and stars and casting a shadow over the entire forest. I wasn't exactly tired or ready to sleep yet, so I sat along the campfire and hoped I'd eventually get bored and sleepy enough to call it a night. But then I heard footsteps again. They were more rushed this time, almost like panicked footsteps running through the woods in the exact same place the man came from earlier in the night. I stood up, getting worried as they approached. Then he came into the light. I could tell by the backpack and his general figure that it was the same hiker from before. He walked further up this time, enough for me to see him better. He had a medium scruffy beard and oily black hair, along with some signs of distress on his clothes, as well as dirt scuffed over his face. And his eyes were wide, like he was scared, yet his mouth was straight and emotionless. "Is everything okay?"
You probably should have made it to your campsite by now. It's pretty late.
The man stood there, catching his breath, but keeping on guard. His eyes looked over my right shoulder for a second, then back at me.
Are you lost? Maybe I can help,
I said. He then muttered no under his breath, saying he was just hiking out in the woods and didn't mean to bother me. He spoke slowly, though, and the whole time his eyes were constantly shifting to something on the right side of me. He'd only look for a split second, then his eyes would lock back onto me.
Listen, you look pretty nervous. I can help. Maybe send a radio message for you, or whatever you need.
He seemed to ignore what I said, but he then suddenly locked his eyes on me, more intently than before.
You're camping here right now. Why?
The way he asked it was really unsettling. His eyes darted to my right again, and I couldn't resist the urge to look over my shoulder. Empty, dark woods. I saw nothing. I was getting really creeped out now, and wasn't sure how much more I wanted to talk to this guy, let alone try to help him with whatever was going on. Then he asked something even more creepy.
Is it just you here? Are you alone? Where are the others?
Taken aback by the question, I hesitated to respond right away, and before I could even answer, he spoke again.
Have you been following me?
Something was off. His manner was changing and he was tensing up. I said no, and that I didn't know what he was talking about. But then his eyes shifted onto something over my shoulder again. However, this time, they didn't shift back to me. His wide, hollow eyes were locked onto something. He asked one last question.
Then why are you with her?
I instantly turned around and looked over my right shoulder, but my eyes fell on nothing. Still, just empty, dark woods. I looked back at the man. His face fell into terror, still staring beyond me, before he suddenly broke out into a sprint, running deeper into the woods. Within seconds, he was past all the lights and completely gone. The direction he ran was nowhere near the trail, or really anything at all. My heart was still racing, though. I was looking all around, especially behind me, trying to figure out what the hell that guy was talking about, and what he was seeing. In those brief moments after he asked, "Then why are you with her?" I thought I'd connected everything, that this man was being followed by some woman, or group, in the woods. And when I looked over my shoulder, I fully expected to see her standing behind me, deranged and terrifying. But now, I didn't know what to believe. I was scared shitless, though, and was absolutely not staying any longer. I gathered up everything and started moving. Even though I saw the guy run in the other direction from the trail, I was still on edge the entire walk. Every slight noise had me startled and expecting to see some woman following me, or whoever the hell he was talking about. But I never did. I made it to my car and left. The following morning, I decided to put in a note with the police station near me about the guy out there, because with more time to think about it, I was pretty worried about him. While I don't have an exact explanation for what went on that night, I can provide a decent theory for the situation after consulting dozens of people over the years. The most likely and tragic explanation is the man may have gotten lost and been out there for a very long time, probably becoming extremely hungry and dehydrated, to the point of near insanity and paranoia, thinking something or someone was following him through the woods at night. Unfortunately, with him not being in the right state of mind, he didn't know help when he saw it. When he found me, he was probably too paranoid to know that I could have saved him, giving him food and water and let him out of the woods. He might have been so out of it that he didn't even know he was lost anymore and was too caught up in the paranoia of whoever he thought was following him. While this is the most probable cause of the man's behavior and what happened that night, there's still no saying if it's actually true. There's a chance he really was being followed and wasn't sure whether or not I was just another stalker part of the group and didn't trust me. If that was the case, then him freaking me out that night likely saved my life from whoever else was out there. However, we probably will never know for sure. The man was never found or spotted since, so unfortunately it seems he never made it out of the woods. I was at home this night, planning to pull an all-nighter to catch up on some work papers that I needed to have done. I procrastinated just a bit too long with these, and due to a couple other things coming up, I really had no choice but to stay up and finish it tonight. I brewed a cup of coffee, went upstairs to my office, and closed myself in to keep out any distractions and just power through the night. I did surprisingly well for a few hours, sipping on my coffee and locking in. But I could feel myself start to fade as my coffee ran out, and so did my energy. I thought maybe stretching my legs for a minute and going downstairs to make another cup would help me reset. I got up and walked down to the kitchen. But as the coffee brewed, I felt noticeably colder than I was in the rest of the house. Like as if there were a cold breeze blowing through the downstairs floor. I went and checked the thermostat, and the heat was on, but it was several degrees lower than it should have been. So I did a little investigating, and happened to notice a window in the back of the living room was open. Now, I did open my downstairs windows fairly often during the day, but as far as I knew, I'd never forgotten to close them before. Also, this one was wide open, not just a small crack like I usually did. Understandably, I was a bit shaken as I approached it and looked at it for a moment. The thought of someone having opened it and gotten inside crept into my mind. However, I saw nothing else to justify that. I stuck my head outside and looked at the ground beneath the window and saw no footprints or disturbances in the dirt, and there was nothing on the window, like I'd expect to see from someone crawling in. In moments like these, your mind always wants to assume you're overthinking it, and that something like this would never really happen to you. I started to assume that I just cracked open the window a bit more than usual today, and forgot to close it. With no other signs to determine otherwise, I closed the window, grabbed my fresh cup of coffee, and went back upstairs. Now, over the course of the next 30 minutes, I found my mind still wandering a bit, not fully satisfied with the conclusion I came to, so I got up and quickly gave a look around the house, just so I could be absolutely certain I was alone. I found nothing and went back to work. Another hour went by. I was mentally exhausted from trying to get this done, but a sudden thump behind me instantly woke me up. It was loud, as if it were just behind my desk, but nothing was back there. I knew my bedroom was right on the other side of that wall, and figured it had to be something from in there. But the sound was far too loud to be ignored, and with the whole window thing from earlier, it was hard to keep myself from thinking the worst this time. Still, I got up and walked into the hallway and opened the bedroom door. I scanned the room from the hallway before walking in slowly. From the doorway, everything looked normal. You'd think such a loud sound would easily be identifiable, like something having fallen on the ground. But it wasn't. The floor was clear of anything, and as I searched the rest of the bedroom, there wasn't a single thing off about it. I was honestly starting to believe that pulling this all-nighter was just making me go crazy. I went back to the office, but for the next 15 minutes, it was insanely hard to focus. I knew I heard a thump behind me. It was so loud. How could it just be nothing? Eventually, my focus broke, and I spun around in my chair, looking behind me at where the sound had come from just 15 minutes ago. As I stared at the wall thinking about it, I suddenly felt stupid. There was a closet right there. It was just a small, thin closet that I used for nothing but storage of old clothes and winter jackets. I had forgotten it even existed. Curious, but not really thinking I'd find anything, I got up and walked over to it, carelessly sliding open the door. My breath left my lungs, a surge of fear crippling over my body. I was face to face with a stranger. He was only inches from me, in the back of the closet behind all the jackets. If not for the thin layer of clothes between us, he probably could have reached out and grabbed me before I even had a chance to run. I heard the entire closet tear apart as the unknown man forced his way out to chase me. As I scurried into the hallway, the man called out my name, instantly sending a shiver through me. His voice wasn't one I knew, though. It was gritty and disturbing the way he said my name, as if he knew me. I made it out of the house, as it seemed the man put more effort into trying to convince me to stop running rather than chasing me. I made it to a neighbor's house around the corner, relentlessly hitting their door until they answered and called the police for me. The man was no longer in the house when they searched it. There weren't even really any signs onto where he ran off to. And that's pretty much where it's been left at. Some creepy, disturbing, unknown man climbed through one of my downstairs windows in the middle of the night, carefully sneaking around the house and getting to my office closet, probably while I left to check the house after noticing the window. That means that for likely over an hour, the man was right behind me, watching me as I sat at my desk working. Even worse, he knew my name, which means it definitely was a planned break-in from a potential stalker. So it's hard knowing the possibility that he might come back. Had I not pulled an all-nighter that night and just gone to sleep, I very well may not be here right now. This was only a month ago. It was the weekend, and while I usually chose to stay home and do nothing, this Saturday was different. One of my best friends was celebrating her birthday, so I kinda had to go. It wasn't supposed to be a big party, only our close group of friends, maybe having a couple drinks and talking for a few hours. I lived in an apartment, just a 10-minute drive from my friend's house, and around 6:30 I drove over there. The party was nothing special. It wasn't even really a party, just a social gathering, I guess. However, we did end up drinking a bit while talking, and eventually, at just about 1 a.m, most people had either left or decided to spend the night. I really didn't like sleeping at anywhere but my own home and bed, but I also was a little tipsy still, and wasn't going to risk driving. Maybe, against my better judgment, I decided I'd just walk back to my apartment. My friends said it was good for me to leave my car parked in their driveway, and I'd made the walk plenty of times before. It was just 25 to 30 minutes, and mostly through the quiet suburbs. I said bye to the rest of my friends that were still there, then set off on the walk home. The weather was calm, and the walk started out well. The whole neighborhood was silent and still. No moving cars or people outside, or even any lights on in any of the homes. Everyone was probably sleeping already. At one point as I walked, though, a sudden pair of headlights came down the road. They weren't too bright, and they were going slowly, until they got really close to where I was and rolled to a stop. They cracked their window, but with it being dark and them not fully rolling it down, I couldn't really see them at all. A man's voice called out, asking if I was okay or needed a ride anywhere. I said I was fine and thanked him, and without any further conversation, they drove off. I thought nothing of it. From his voice, he sounded like he genuinely wanted to know if I was okay. I kept walking along the same road. Another couple minutes went by, as the neighborhood was just as quiet as before. But then, a street sign in front of me reflected a light from behind me. I turned around, seeing that same car coming down the road, opposite of the way he came down before. He ended up pulling off to the side of the road, though, and parking, rather than passing by me. I still found it strange that he turned around and came back this way, only to stop and park as soon as he was in view of me. Seemed like a really big coincidence. I kept walking, checking behind me a few times, but the guy never left his car, and eventually he was out of sight. I made it to the next section of the neighborhood, hoping this was nothing to worry about, but of course, walking alone in the middle of the night made everything feel extra suspicious. I started to feel better with every passing minute, though. I was only about 10 minutes away from my apartment at this point, when I suddenly noticed a car parked up ahead. It was parked in the street with its headlights on, but not on the side of the street or on the curb. It was right in the middle of the road. As I got closer, I was able to make out more and see that it was definitely the same car from before. I felt a lump in my throat, knowing the chances of this just being a coincidence were getting lesser and lesser. From where I was, there were really only two routes to get to my apartment from. Usually, I just walked along this road because it would take me most of the way there, but I knew there was also a park up ahead that had a walking path cutting through the woods. I rarely used it because most of the time I made this walk, it was at night, and the path through the woods didn't have any lights or anything, so it was usually safer just to stay on the street. I was thinking this might be a scenario where it would be less risky to go through the woods, rather than walking past the car that was clearly watching me a bit too much for comfort. However, as I got closer to where I knew the entrance to the trail was, I realized the car was parked strangely close to it, like they were only a little bit ahead of it. So I could make it to the path before passing the car, but it almost seemed too perfect. As I got closer and closer, the more I looked out at the woods, the more uneasy I felt. I had to go with my gut. I kept walking, past the entrance to the woods, and toward the car. I held my breath as I passed it, but nothing happened. Once I got to the front of the car, I looked back, and through the windshield, I could see that nobody was inside. This car that had been following me and parked right in the middle of the road with its headlights on was empty. After a few seconds of thinking, I looked further back toward the woods, and barely through the dark, I could see the figure of a man standing out from behind the trees, watching me. I took no more chances. I started running, and it was only a few seconds later that I heard the man get into his car. I pulled my phone out as I ran, and thankfully that must have deterred him, because instead of chasing, he made a U-turn and left. I didn't stop running until I got home. Afterward, I told the police about what seemed like an attempted kidnapping. It was all just too coincidental to not be. What's scary to think is if I hadn't listened to my gut and did the obvious choice of cutting through the woods, I would have fallen perfectly for that man's trap of him waiting in there for me to do exactly that. Being out there in the woods at night with him would have surely left me no chance of escape. It's only been a month since, and with only a description of his car and his voice, it's unlikely they'll ever find or convict anyone.